Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening,
hi,
everyone.
Johnny.
Hi, this is me, Jonathan Alexander, and you're the host of our show, Life After Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And a returning guest, we have Psychic Dale Shear. Now, Dale,
before the
show, you mentioned something.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey.
I'm sorry, we cut John off. Go ahead.
That's okay. You mentioned something about being tested by the United States government. But why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure, I will. It was in the 80s, and my teacher, Peter Hurkos, had his teacher, Dr. Andre Paharich, who brought Uri Geller over from Israel, wanted him to test me for the government. And what had occurred was I flew to Devotion, North Carolina, and I met with Dr. Andre Paharich, and he did a whole bunch of testing on me, remote viewing, future testing to see what would happen and what would occur, and did it at the at Devotion, North Carolina, at the R.J. Reynolds compound, which is an odd place, but that was there. And so I passed everything with flying colors, and then they brought in a group of scientists, which must have been 5, 6, or 7 guys. And I, as a psychic, had a lot of questions about my own, you know, about ability, psychic ability. So I asked the scientists what it all meant, and they told me one by one what it was. And I stayed there for 2 weeks and passed with flying colors, and they gave the results to President Reagan. So I'm going to see. I'm sorry. What was so that my allergy is still with me. That's what that was all about.
Now, what did they say to you? Were you with other psychics when you were tested?
No, I was by myself. No. This was not, I mean, the government has a task force of their own psychics. I wasn't part of that. My teacher wouldn't allow me to be part of that because what they do is lock you up. And, you know, you don't have a life. So he didn't want me to do that.
I see. I mean, when did you realize that this was going to be your life, though?
Pardon me?
When did you realize that this was going to be your life? I mean, do you think they treated you fairly?
Oh, the government?
Yes.
Yeah. I was brought over there by my teacher's teacher. So I felt very confident with the situation. And the testing that I had. My
I'm
teacher?
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah.
Okay, what, Barbara?
I was going to ask, who was your teacher?
Peter Hurkos. He's the
nephew
ability.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I remembered that from a previous interview. Peter, and wow, and he really saw something special in you, and he really helped a lot, didn't he?
Well, he had seen thousands of psychics wanted to be tested by him. And how I got to see him, I mean, he was my idol. I would watch him on television when I was a little girl and saw how magnanimous he was. If you ever pull up on YouTube some of the stuff on Peter Hurkos, you will be very impressed. I couldn't believe how awesome he helped in the Boston Strangler case, all kinds of things. And I was very impressed. And I had this gentleman named Doug Bushhausen. He was a client of mine. He's since passed. And he used to be the entertainment director for Harrah's and Lake Tahoe. And at the end of one session, he had said to me, is there anything I can do for you? I said, no. And he said, are you sure? And I said, no, I don't. You know, I get a reading on you, I'm fine. And he said, you must would like something. I said, well, I would like to meet Peter Hurkos. And he picked up the phone right then and there, called Peter, and called his wife, Stephanie, and put me on the phone. I was shaking like there was no tomorrow. And I had to pass a test for 45 minutes to prove that I was a real psychic from Stephanie and didn't look up any information that would be in any book or anything written about Peter. And I finally hit on the fact that a high official in the government was lending them a seeing eye dog, and that's, no one knew that. So they asked me to come down.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so it's that kind of testing about just like random questions that you would never know about him.
That is correct. That's, yes. Because a lot of psychics claim they know people or do things, but you a lot of it's on the internet. You need to know the stuff that's not on the internet, okay, about the person.
Wow.
And
right.
That's what I knew. And then I got to meet him. So I flew down to L.A. in Studio City to meet with Peter Hurkos, and I was shaking all the way. I used my last dollar to get down there. And then he gave me a reading for 4 hours and asked me if I wanted to be trained. And I said, yes, you know, so he ended up training. He goes, but you must come here. Anytime I call you, you come here and you'll stay with me and I'll work with you. Now, that's how that all happened. And then years later, because Peter used to do all the movie stars, and I wasn't into that, you know, but he did all the movie stars. And because they have a lot of fantasy lives that isn't real life. So I was wanting
that's
to
That's really impressive.
Yeah, real people. So anyway, Johnny, do we have some callers?
We sure do. Area code 780 is the first one.
780, you're on live with Psychic Dale Scheer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm happy to be here.
Hi, where is 780 located?
I'm in Alberta, Canada.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, young lady. That's unbelievable. You've been doing a lot of good things to help a lot of good people. Aren't you tired yet? I mean, it seems like... Everybody asks you to, if I said, hey, would you do this for me? You're like, Barbara, would you do that for me? You would do it.
Yes.
Yeah. All the time. You're always helping people night and day, day and night. You know, it's like unbelievable. And now you're coming to the point like, should I be doing this or should I be doing something else? Or, you know, you're coming to that point. Are you aware of it?
Yeah, like, and then in the same sense, some people take advantage, so I've noticed in that, too. So I just kind of step back.
Yeah,
because
don't
I am
take
who I
advantage
am.
Of them. You're just a sweet soul, and you just like helping people. And then I just, are you going on a, did you want to take a boat or a cruise in the near future?
I'd love to, yeah, for sure. I've never actually gone, even though I do love to travel.
Well, you will be. God knows with this virus thing. Who knows, you know, it's just that even I'm not a world predictor, but I'm not comfortable with it. And are there any in Canada, any of the virus things in Canada yet?
I think there's one or three. I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly how many right now.
Okay. Yeah, we just popped up with one in San Francisco today. Anyway, what would you like to know, sweetheart?
I'm curious about love. It's been some time since I've been single. So actually this month it'll be in February, 6 years.
Holy cow, that's a pretty long time. It's a drought, you know.
I know.
Barbara, you can chime in here anytime you want.
Okay.
It's a drought. It's a drought. And you there's a guy you're going to meet. I'm going to give you a name. I don't know if you know him now. Or you will know him in the future because my expertise is the future. So I get a guy by the name of Sammy. Do you know anybody by that name now?
No.
Okay. So look at it at the future, and we'll look at this guy, Sam, or even with an S in the name. I could have a few little letters mixed up. He seems to be very He's tall. He's around your age. He's really sweet, kind. He plays a little bit of golf. He's very smart, and he does techie things, and that's the guy you'll be involved with. I don't know if it'll be the guy you marry, but it's a guy that you'll be involved with and have a very good relationship with him. The problem with you is that you're real picky, you know,
Yes. Very
picky. You know, you'll check the nails, you'll check the socks, you'll check the shoes, you know. You're laughing, but you can let other people know if I'm right.
You are right, yes.
Well, what are you picky with, though? What is it? Is it the look? Is it the personality? What are you being too picky with?
I just don't need another project. I've rescued too many men. I'm finally, that's single for so long. I just want somebody to compliment my life. I don't need...
You want someone to rescue you.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
You know, to take care of you. And that's going to happen. Because this person is that kind of person. And the minute you see somebody that needs rescuing, put your hand up and say, turn the other cheek and walk away.
Yeah.
Just to say I'm not into it. But you have, you also have some money coming to you. I don't know where that's coming, but I see some money coming to you.
Okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
That's awesome. I like that.
Okay. But I'll give you, I'm in Nevada at the moment, but my number is 808-372-1816 for private consultation if you're interested. Okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. Now, can I ask a quick question? You mentioned Sam. Well, there's a guy at work that I think is just, like, stunning. His name is James. So that's Sam in those James.
No,
yeah,
I know
Sam.
What you're saying. That is weird, huh? Yeah, James. James. They're going to be with it. Yeah, SMA, whatever. Is he younger?
No, he's older, but he looks young.
I see. And have you guys been flirting at this point?
I've never felt an attraction to somebody, and he makes me like a schoolgirl. We started messaging online, but then he just kind of stopped, so I don't know where he went. But
he
does work at the same company.
What do you mean? He was talking to you online?
Yeah, so we were messaging back and forth, and then all of a sudden I just never got a message again, but then he didn't unmatch me. So I thought that was kind of weird.
Well, no, what's happening now with the situation in the world, and it's not him, that if any man flirts with a woman, I mean, it's sexual harassment. I mean, you're not even allowed to flirt. And so I wouldn't pay it too much attention. You just basically say when you're ready to talk, let's talk and leave it at that. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We got to go on to the other caller, but thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
And Barbara, what's your take?
I just wanted to know.
I wish her well. Okay. Oh, she's asking me, Johnny, what's my take on that? I think that it's great. But, you know, when you're doing the online dating kind of thing, you don't know. They're dating so much, and he dropped off the radar for a while. Well, he's probably dating somebody.
She said it was a guy at work.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what
and
I heard.
She was talking online, and that's so strange. Well, if it is at work, that's good. Okay, that was the one that she really liked, but there was another guy online, too, I think, that dropped off the radar. But just stick with it, because they might have a couple of dates with somebody, and then they'll be back. And if they're not, that's okay, too. Right, Dale? It's okay.
Right.
That means
it's just not meant to be, and someone else will pop up.
Right. But don't get discouraged. And what do you think about this, Dale, the dating online?
I think it's very good to date online and date as many people as you can, as long as you're not using. I'm not single, but I'm just saying I've never had a trouble finding a man in my life, and I've never had to go online. That's a problem. But if I had to, I would, you know, and look for what I was looking for. And I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't use it
you
as
know
a
why?
Sex machine.
No, no, no. But you know why it's so great? Because I do have a few, like three friends that actually got married this way with a dating site.
Right.
Because you can customize it, and it's amazing because you can put in everything that you like, don't like, and you can even go as far as what my girlfriend did. She is a very tall, blonde bombshell masseuse,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted, you know, I feel like that she always felt like she was the more powerful one, and she didn't want to feel that way. She wanted the man to be more of the aggressor. She knew exactly what she wanted. She put in, I need him to be at least 6'3", black, Afro-American black, and he has to make the minimum of this much a year. And guess what? A year later, she was married to just that, and they have a 13-year-old daughter. They
mm-hmm.
are still so happy together.
You're making your point. My ex-husband met his wife that way too. So I don't see anything wrong with it as long as you customize it and you make it to what you want.
Exactly.
And that's my feeling.
Okay.
Johnny,
well,
I know there's a lot of people on the line. So
next call.
I want to say, not only are there a lot of people on the line, but you tied last week's record.
Wow.
We did what?
Last week,
what?
I told you, you broke the record for the most number of calls.
Well, thank
week, you tied it.
Waiting.
So I'll tell you if you break it.
You just tied
it.
That.
I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to put this person on the air, 310.
310, you're on the line. You're live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hi.
Hi. 310. I believe that's Los Angeles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a Los Angeles number, but I just recently moved back to Oklahoma.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's a big move. That is a big move.
Well,
you know,
I was here
funny.
Before,
you,
so it's really not that big of a deal. So,
I used to be a telephone operator, and I had all these area codes in my head. And the minute I quit
yes.
doing that, I forgot every area code in the world. So, if you stick. So you're in Oklahoma, and
yes.
You're debating on what to do next. I mean, there's part of you that's getting a little bored, and there's a part of you that wants to do things. I mean, you're always busy, but, I mean, there's part
yes.
of you that wants to do a lot of things, but you're not sure which direction to go in.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So what do you need to know, which direction or what?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, it's funny that it came up before with the internet dating stuff. I went and I attempted to do some internet dating, and I actually connected with someone, and I'm just curious if that is going to pan out. I mean, it's new
it
and
is.
Fresh, so.
It is going to pan out, but you're going to have
okay.
two, three, or four more other ones that will pan out just as well. So if you're looking
okay.
for a mate, I feel you'll be married within 3 years or less. And
okay.
you'll be very happy, extremely happy. How do we get on this dating machine service? But it's so wild. Everybody wants to talk about it, you know, but it's cool. I mean, you know, I think there's a purpose and a need for it. And, hey, you'll hit maybe, I always tell people, maybe you'll hit 10 people that are bad and one person who's good. You never know. And you just got to keep trying until you get the one you want.
Okay.
And that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you like living
I'm
in
trying.
Oklahoma now?
It's been interesting.
To say the least.
Yeah. So.
It's kind of fun.
I've been through them parts every so often. A lot of Indian country and very, very different.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been to Oklahoma.
Pardon me?
I've been to Oklahoma. I used to
really?
Live in Nashville, Tennessee, and my boyfriend's family was from Edmond,
Morton.
Oklahoma. And
yeah,
and
that's where I
work,
actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I work there.
Very, it's
what
small.
A
small world. It's very nice.
What do you do with, I don't even get your name, but what do you do with teaching? Something with teaching.
Yeah, I work for the schools. I actually am a school counselor. Yes.
Okay, you see that, Johnny?
Yes.
Hello.
What?
How would I even know that? Hello, you guys. You take.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
that's pretty, I think you're pretty psychic there.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head on that one.
Gosh. Yeah, the nail on the head. That was good. And then
yep.
Have you thought about being principal or moving up into that level?
Well, I need to be at a higher level than I am because I have a tremendous amount of experience. And so it's been difficult because I've been put in a position that is actually kind of beneath me. So it's that's been part of the struggle about being here. So.
Okay, but you know what? You'll work through it. Just work through it because the end result, somewhere down in time, whether it be this school or another school, you will have an option to be principal or vice principal if you want it. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Just know that you know that you're good and leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay?
Awesome.
Thank you for calling. And my
private
consultation number is 808-372-1816, and I'm in the Pacific zone at this point.
Okay, great.
College.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Next one.
Yeah. Okay. Please do. Okay, you guys, before the next one, please do, callers. You only get a little bit of time, like 5 minutes with Dale, and you need more. So do reach out to her. She's
Thank
available.
You, Barbara.
And she, yeah.
Right.
Okay, awesome.
Barbara,
next
are you in a tunnel or something with your phone? It sounds weird.
I have my headphones on. I'm in a very quiet room. I don't know. That's too bad. I'm sorry about that.
Pull yourself away
from
the mic a little.
I hear you guys perfectly.
Pull yourself away from the mic a tiny bit.
Okay.
That's good.
How's that? Better?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Who's the next one? Who's the next one, Johnny?
Our next one is... area code, let's see here, it's 551.
551, you're on the air live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what is your name?
Tasha.
Pardon me?
Tasha.
Sasha, where is 551?
Yeah. New Jersey.
Hey, that's my neck of the woods. You're in my town.
Nice. What part?
I was born in Newark. I lived
okay.
in Hillside, Lakewood, Bellevue, Toms River,
yeah.
All over the place. Hillside, Bloomfield, everything. My dad was in one of those jobs, you know?
Grew up in Hillside and in Montclair.
I'm saying what?
Grew up in Hillside and Montclair.
Get out. How long ago in Hillside?
I want to say about 2 years ago. And so back and forth between like East Orange, Hillside, family lived in Hillside.
Yeah. I lived in Monroe Gardens when I was a kid. I don't even know if that's still there.
Oh, I know where. Okay. Right there on the border.
Yes. Is that still there?
Mhm. They're right behind George Washington, the school, right?
Yes. Oh, you just named the school
mm-hmm.
I went to. How tricky
oh, yeah, me too.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
That is. I see you dark in color. Why is that?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I want to see this color skin dark.
Oh yeah, I'm dark skin.
Hello. Did you look at yourself lately?
Okay. No, I was thinking because I thought you was probably picking up that I just had surgery or something.
Oh, no. No. You're basically coming out of a lot of stuff, and you're pretty healthy at this point. You're doing all right, but you keep putting yourself down, and I don't know why. It's not a Jersey thing to do that. Usually Jersey girls are very sought after and very were very men. Have you ever seen the movie Jersey Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Mhm.
It's such a great. But
I just got out of a my question was about love.
I know.
Recently just got out of a relationship. And I just want to know, what do you see in that area?
You're not through with it. You may have just got all over it. You may have just got out. But it's you still got more to go.
With him or somebody else?
With him. But the somebody else has already come into the picture. You see, that's a Jersey Girl thing. You have to have two men on the hook at the same time. I don't know why that is. It just isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Jersey thing. I'm sorry, Barbara. Are you listening to this?
Yeah, I love the Jersey. I lived in New Jersey, Kearney, New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
For a while. Yeah. Where, I love the Jersey Girl vibe.
The Jersey Girl is cool. And then, where did you live in Jersey?
Kearney, Kearny.
Oh, so you're close. Okay.
By the Meadowlands.
Okay.
You know,
nice.
I don't even know where. I have no idea where that is. Is that by the oranges?
Well, the Meadowlands is like where they have the rock concerts and all the events.
Oh, like Woodstock is.
Yeah.
I never went up that far, so I don't know. My furthest was Lakewood.
It's really close to Newark too. It's like it borders like Nutley, Lyndhurst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Newark is near it. I mean, this was years ago, you guys. This was like 30 years ago. Right out of high school, I moved in with my aunt and uncle, and I got a taste of the New York life. We would drive into New York City. We would go to all the nightclubs. You didn't have to have a picture on your ID, so I was able to go to all of the dance clubs, and I was only 17.
I remember those days. I remember those days and all the nightclubs. I can't think of the name of it. And then the way we did it, we had phony IDs and we would take our birth certificate and wipe it out with some garbage. And then we write our own, you know, age in there. And it was acceptable then. You did that too? That must be a Jersey thing.
And I was with my aunt Diane. She was 15 years older, and she was a model, and she was totally cool. And she was married to a pastor. We'd tell him we were going to this double feature, like, movies all night. And we would drive into New York City, and we would dance all night long.
Aww.
And she would wear all her clothes. Her clothes were so cool.
I have one better. Yeah. I used to hang out with the Who Do You Trust Johnny Carson show then in those days right by Sardi's. And I was taught by Ed McMahon if I wanted to see any Broadway show, then at the time that everybody would come out to go to, you know, for break, a smoke break, just walk right in and find a seat. And I saw half of every Broadway show.
Wow.
Ooh.
Isn't that trippy?
I'm going to hang out with
her. What else did you need to know? We got to go on to this Jersey thing. What else did you need to know?
I just wanted, there was just that, like, if this person was a good person for me. And
that I can't tell, sweetheart, because I would need a picture of the person. When I do a reading, I have usually people text pictures or photographs of the whoever they're interested in. And then I look at the picture to see if that is the person for you. So if you come down to that somewhere down the line, you can text me and you can call me at the 808-372-1816 number and do a reading, and then you would text me the photograph and I would look at the photograph.
Okay. And I guess moving, I'm supposed, do you see me relocating?
I didn't hear you. What?
Do you see me relocating out of the state?
To where?
Either Texas or Georgia.
Why would you want to go to either one of those places? Out of curiosity.
You get more for your money.
What?
You get more for your money?
Oh, you get more. That's, you get more for your money. Well, Sure, you get more of your money in Mexico too, but I mean, you know, yeah, I don't know. It's up to you. That's a free will choice. If you want to go, you go. But
okay.
I feel like you should stay where you're at because you're supposed to meet the person you're supposed to meet where you're at.
Okay.
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 But we got it.
Did she come in last week?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, because I remember somebody was talking to you about Georgia and Texas last week about moving.
Yeah, I'm not sure because I changed my mind about Dallas because it was, like, too flat. And I just keep, I don't want to give up or something. And then, I don't know. It's just like I've been so confused lately.
Okay, well, stop.
You know what? How long should she wait? Dale, how long should she
She needs to come to her. Don't be crazy, you know, do the Jersey thing, which is jump here, jump there, jump here,
mm-hmm.
jump there. Don't do that. Just, you know, if you want, find a cheaper place in Jersey and live if you want, you know. There's plenty of those. But don't jump yet. If you're going to do anything, wait a couple of years, you know, and there's no need for you to have to move at all.
Okay.
All right. You have a good one, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling back again. Oh, Dale, I wanted to intercept something here. I wanted to ask you, okay, sometimes what I do, if I get confused and I don't know what to do, I do nothing because then it will eventually come to me. But if you, like you said, that's such great advice, I think, because don't jump if you're confused. That's not when you're making the best decision.
No, it's not. I used to do that, too. I would call it, I had my Nikes on and my running shoes, and I would just put them on and just go wherever the wind blew me. And I'm trying to learn to stay put when times are bad or times are good, and then I'm trying to learn to do that. So that's my advice to you.
Great. Okay, great. Who's next, Johnny?
Area code 678.
678, you're on Life, Laughter, Happiness, live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I had a question on...
Where are you located? Where?
Georgia, the place you told the girl not to move to. That was kind of funny.
Oklahoma, and we trust Georgia. Texas, you're from Georgia. Oh, okay.
Well, that's funny. That's okay. Employment. I have two leads. Just first starting out, get the pre-screen from the recruiter. So I'm waiting to see if the hiring managers would like to bring me in. One opportunity.
Okay, stop.
Yes.
What type of work is it?
Accounting and finance.
Okay. You will not have a trouble getting jobs if either one. You will not have trouble at all. So either one, you can just start, you know, they're going to hire you. Not to worry. You have enough of the credentials. That's ridiculous. Did you get your CPA degree yet?
No, I'm working on it. I passed two parts, lost two parts. Now I have to start over again, and I'm so bogged down with
other
stuff right now. I can't concentrate.
Okay, well, start over when you get a chance because you will get the CPA degree. And then you'll make two to three times the money, and you can live wherever you want.
Okay.
So not to worry.
Do you see when the opportunity?
Why are you bogged down with everything?
Oh God. I'm unemployed. Maybe risking foreclosure. My dad is in the hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have very low money.
I understand
a storm of a storm of a storm. Okay, so
I've been there. I've been there at one point. Done that at one point. And you know what? After a while, it gets better. if you get the job, will you be able to save your house?
Yes.
Okay. You will get a job. And number two, I'm going to ask you this. Can you rent rooms out?
I could, but I'm very fearful of that.
Yeah, but you want to keep the house, don't you? You want to keep the house, don't you?
Yes, but you don't know who's coming in. And then if it's bad, you have to go through a court proceeding to kick them out.
No, I understand that, but I can always check people out for you. That's what I do for a living, to make sure that it's going to be okay.
Good point.
You know, and because you have no money, I won't even charge you. So, I mean, I'd be very happy. Just take my number down. It's the 808-372-1816. And if you run across, you know, people, I put it on Craigslist. I don't care what people say. I've had the most wonderful results. And all you have to do is do a U.S. search on the person if you want, and you'll be able to find out everything you need to know. It's important that you're compatible. But if you can rent a room out or two, you won't lose your house.
What about Airbnb? They check you.
Yeah,
they check the
that,
person out fully.
Yes.
For you.
They don't. But I have rented my house in Hawaii for years for Airbnb, and you have to do the checking. To be honest with you, Airbnb doesn't do anything but take the money and give them your address. So you and VRBO, but they're very they have strict rules, so they're very good things to do. And yes, I would definitely, if you're allowed to do it in Georgia, I would definitely do it. Because in Hawaii, I was getting $150-$200 a day, and you know, you just and now they're setting it up where the person has to be there, and you know, like a B&B to do it. At least they're doing that in Hawaii. So it's going to be done. But, yes, that's how you save your house.
Okay. Do you see when I'll get the offers for these two opportunities?
Within the month or two, but just keep trying. Put in as many in as you can.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, I wish you well. And we got to move on to the next person.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think Barbara might have disconnected, but she'll call back. I'm gonna go ahead and I'll put this person, next person through area code 954.
Well, we're getting them from all over the place, aren't we?
Yes,
hello,
954.
Why are you down here?
Wait, we're all talking at once. That doesn't do good radio. Barbara, go ahead.
Okay. You are 954. You are live speaking with
Hello.
Del Shear.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there was an echo like someone else was talking. I didn't know if it was me.
No, it's probably you. Turn down your radio. I turned down your
No, I have nothing else in the background.
I said that. That's why we used to do it in the old days. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's very
where is the area code from? Where are you?
Oh, I'm in South Florida.
Oh, how wonderful. It's a great
place
to
be. It can be.
You're funny. Were you from back east originally?
Yes, I was.
What, New Jersey or New York or Pennsylvania?
New York.
Where?
New York,
okay. And you brought that with you, a little bit of that. But do you want to go back?
Not particularly. There's things I miss, but it's too many years have passed.
Yeah, but I know, but I see you going there for a visit.
Not that I know of.
Well, that's something
I do. You never know, but...
That's the future. You have to just get your money together a little bit and get a little bit more money.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about, the money, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Are you not working? Because I don't.
I'm retired, and I'm wondering if you see any additional money coming my way.
Yeah, well, being retired means nothing nowadays. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, there's a million jobs out there. And I know any time you apply for one, you get a response, but you have to do
right.
it on the Internet. What type of work
I also
do?
Have some existing health problems that are preventing me from really still getting out there. So those are my two areas of concern right now.
Well, I see problems with breathing.
No, not really, not me. That was someone in spirit, and it could be someone around me, but it's not me.
Okay. And then, excuse me, what are the problems? If I'm not picking it up.
They're complicated. They're very complicated. Let's put it that way. I'd have to go into a lot of detail.
Oh, okay.
I just wondered if you see some improvement.
I definitely see improvement because I don't see the problem there. And if I don't see it, then it's not going to be there in the near future.
Okay. All right. It's a long-term thing.
Fine, but I mean, I see it getting better and better and better. And if you really try, you know, do what you're supposed to do, you'll be okay.
Yeah, I do. Mhm.
And you get real stubborn. Sometimes people tell you that you just got to do that, and you don't want to do it. So, quit sitting around the house. I mean, do some part-time stuff or do whatever you need to do, and you will be fine. If you want to get a job, I see that coming out very
soon. Not really. I worked about 40-some years and had very difficult jobs. So I'm just wondering if you see any other additional ways that money's coming in.
Well, you don't have, somebody doesn't have to die for you to get money. But I do see additional ways. I don't put it on the lottery and any of that stuff. But, I mean, as far as money coming through, there is a person you know that's a male. You may not be aware of it, but he will help you some way, somehow, to get through a lot of your messes. And there's people around you that want to help you. So I do see you getting out of your messes.
Would this male be a relative?
It very well could be. Very well.
There's been a little trickle here and there, nothing major, just, you know, some assistance here and there.
So that's okay for now. That's okay. It's going to come through. Mm-hmm. There's no big money, but there's, you know, little bits here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
I've been trying to make a move to something more affordable, and this last year I really went at it full force, but it hasn't worked out. Mm-hmm. So
you mean on low-income housing type thing?
Yeah, I've been trying since June to try to get someplace where it's more affordable.
It takes a while to get that, years.
But
I have known people that one hand washes another. Sometimes if they go up and talk to the manager and, you know, just more or less give them a gift and just keep my name at the top of the list, a lot of the times they get in.
I'm not in a place to do that right now, but I have done my part, and I'm still waiting for an answer.
And as far as you getting the low-income housing, it is going to happen.
You see that coming?
Definitely.
You get a time frame and any particular time?
Psychics aren't good on time, but I feel it's more close than far away, so it's close.
Okay, because that would help. I mean, if that could balance things a little better.
Of course it would help tremendously. And do you know anybody that's in low-income housing at all that you can, you know, talk to and have them try to help you?
I've gone to the top, and it's just, no. I've done what is necessary. It's gone to the top. It's just an overload of people that are waiting.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all over the world. What about if you live somewhere else? Would it be easier?
Would it what?
If you move somewhere else, would it be easier?
Financially, I don't know about the other variables, but I know it could help with the other balancing other financial things.
Well, then that's something that should be considered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been working on it since June, but nothing's
happened.
Okay. Well,
don't worry. It's going. Just don't give up. It's going to happen, and the belief system has got to kick in. So if you start believing, it'll work itself out.
All right, then.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
You have a nice good night.
You too. Bye.
It sounded like Pat. That sounded like our friend Pat, but I guess it wasn't. I kept asking, is that Pat? Is that Pat? Johnny, was that Pat, our friend that always calls in?
No. I mean,
it sounded just like her.
Let me see.
But Dale, I mean,
great information.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Johnny. I just wanted to say that your amazing, not only the psychic ability, but just your wealth of information with just life. And I mean, you've lived in so many different places. You're aware of so many different things. And just like, you're such a great counselor, amazing counselor.
Thank you. I enjoy doing that. I enjoy helping people, because to be a psychic and just tell them what you see and not help them out of the mess is really not good. And I like helping people out of the situation if I have that knowledge. I've had experience a lot of this stuff that we've talked about. So the more I have experienced it, then the more I can help others, because then I know my way out. I can see my way out that door.
With a couple callers ago, I liked it where when you offered some advice and she's like, well, but yeah, I'm afraid of that. But then you said you offered, well, hello, you have access to me, which then you could screen the people as far as roommates to help her, you know, with that. So I thought, good point. That was an amazing point right there. So don't forget, make the decision, and then you can ask about then the next step with the decision that you make. I think that's awesome.
That's super good. God, I can't wait to be with you you know, have some fun. Annie,
in Huntington Beach. Okay, Johnny.
Don't even talk to me about that. It's the love of my life.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Beautiful sunset tonight. Okay, who is next?
619,
you're
on the air.
Oh, hi.
619, you are on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you tonight?
Hi. Hi. Thank you so much. I love you.
What city are you in?
You bring wonderful gifts.
What city are you in?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from California.
Mm-hmm. What part of California?
And I'm calling you, it's San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Okay, fine. You are about to move in the near future. Are you aware of that? Are you looking at it, or did you just move?
Move? Like you're moving somewhere?
Yes.
No, I didn't want. I'm afraid of move because I love my house. I've been here for 30 years. I love the area. I do not want to move anywhere.
Okay. That may not be house. What about work? If I see the word move or one
I just retired. I just retired a week ago.
Okay.
I have to take an early retirement because of my mother's situation. I couldn't deal with this anymore.
Okay. Where does mother live?
That's the biggest problem with her. She's currently in the hospital, and it's been a long fight for the last 3 months or so.
I'm picking up on your mother, dear. She's the one moving. She's the one they're going to move around.
I have to tell you what's happening, and maybe I'll ask her, because I'm really upset. I don't know if she will be able to move alive, because they simply want to end her life. And initially, they wanted to do a surgery. Then they changed their
mind. Whoa. Somebody translate here. I'm having a problem. Either Johnny or Barbara. I'm having a problem.
Is it better like this? Is it better?
Sort of, but talk slower.
I know what. I think that you've called before, and these people, your mom's in the hospital, and they want you to do something that you don't want. You don't think is good for her health, like a surgery. And so you like where you're staying. She loves where she's living. She doesn't want to move. Her mom is in the hospital. Do I have that right?
Yes, but the situation has changed. Now they don't want to do this surgery. They simply want to end her life. They want to kill her in the hospital.
They want to
kill her. end her life.
What do you mean they want to kill her? What does that mean? You can't just go around killing people. I don't understand. Barbara, you're going to have to translate what she's saying.
What I'm thinking is they want to take her off life support. Am I correct? They want to take her off life support?
Yes. She's not really on life support. It's just a feeding tube. She has no terminal condition. She only has a dementia. She has no terminal condition, no heart problems initially. They did want to do a surgery. Now they say that they cannot find an accepting nursing home, so they are not going to keep her forever. They will pull out. They say that they want to pull out the feeding tube, start her to death, and end her life. And it's been like...
And you have a lawyer.
Right.
No,
everybody,
I do not have a lawyer. I hired a lawyer that... I'm sorry. I hired a lawyer that told me that he was not able to help. He only took the money and left. And that's all. I do not have any lawyer.
Stop. Here's a way around this, okay? Okay, you want to hear me and hear me good?
Yes.
All right, listen. What you could do in this situation is tell them you are going to report them to the television, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, Action News, and what they're doing. You can't go around just pulling plugs on people and killing them. What they're telling you is they want your mother out of the hospital because they want room for someone else. And that's the mean way of doing things. So you can tell them, you know, as far as getting, I would get another attorney or try another attorney that could help you, but they can't be doing that because if they do, I would sue the hell out of them.
Well, I reported them to the state agencies. They went to investigate. They say they don't care. The church people called them. They say we don't care. So at this point, I cannot afford another attorney. He wants astronomical amount of money that I really don't have to pay.
Okay, wait. I can't stay on the phone with you all day because I have other people. But I'm being honest with you. The way to do it, I don't care if they say we don't care. Watch the first thing come around if you report them to, the proper people. Then, and if anything happens to your mother, you know, then things will move. But you have to really keep trying.
I tried, and the State Department of Public Health came to investigate them and called me today that we did everything we could. If they don't want to back off, we cannot do anything. We cannot tell doctors what to do. We cannot tell hospital. Only if she dies. We can find them or do something.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't stay on the phone.
Please contact Dale directly. Please, Dale, tell her your phone number right now so she can call you for further advice.
I have already told her. I can't tell her anymore, Barbara. She has to keep trying the right people no matter what. Don't give up. I can't help her any other way. She has to keep calling the right people. And by her talking to me isn't going to do any good because it's going to be the same thing.
But I just had a question. Do you see any success with this? Because I've been trying for the last 2 months. I had to leave my job because of this. Do you see any successful outcome? Because I am losing hope myself.
Well, don't lose hope. And yes, there is a successful outcome. If anything should happen to your mother in the interim, if they pull any funny stuff or they try to unplug her, you just sue the hell out of them. And is there any way you can bring your mother to your house and put up, you know, all the stuff that you need be?
My friends did not advise. They say it's a legal responsibility. She needs 24-hour medical care. If something happens to her in my house, they can sue, like the authorities can sue me. They told me not do this because you can go to jail after all that.
But we gotta hang up now, sweetie. I'm sorry. The best I can tell you is keep trying and don't give up, okay?
Please call back next week with updates, but write down 10 people to contact, and then let's talk next week and see where that's at. And so thank you for calling. Thank you, Dale. And I'm sorry, but we're going to have to go to the next caller. And who's Johnny?
Wait, Johnny, what was it?
This caller is area code 267.
267, you're on live on Life After Happiness, speaking with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well, hello, Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. How you doing out there?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Except for my job, okay? I don't think I can deal with it anymore. And it's just that simple.
You don't need to tell me. You don't need to tell me that, because you're going to end up leaving this company. But what type of work do you do?
Okay, I do housekeeping in a hospital, and you know, you got the 401k. I've been there 7 years, and I have benefits, you know, and stuff
like
that. What
you're saying. Okay. Well, you know what? It's a matter of your health. It's a matter of your life. Stock market fell today 600 points. It doesn't really matter. On the 401k, you don't have as much as you think. They have to give you some of it. So I'd wait till the stock market goes up a little, start looking around at another hospital. You'll get a job right away, like tomorrow.
But I have a lot of write-ups and stuff because the supervisor, see, that's the thing, the supervisor, her name's Tiana.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They are starving for help. So don't even worry about it. You can get the job first and then quit, okay?
Oh, okay. But I don't want to really do housekeeping anymore. I was just wondering if you see me being okay with another job.
Not right now, sweetie. You have to know what you want to do, and you don't know what you want to do.
I do. I want to rent out apartments.
What do you mean? You have to have apartments
like,
rent them out.
Okay. I had already put a resume in. A friend of mine, she moved, but
for what, a apartment manager, like?
No, the people that work in the office, they had needed a person that rents out the apartments. You know, she goes and shows them and stuff like that. But they were just doing
but you know
a train.
You're gonna need a real estate license for that. Do you have one?
No, you don't need one. It's like not. You just sit in the office and you take them around. You do a background check on them, and you know.
Oh,
it's
that
like
type
a,
of thing. Okay, but
yeah.
If you go any further, they're going to ask you to get a real estate license, and that job will be offered to you, and you can get it. But eventually, you're going to have to get a real estate license.
Oh, that would be fine.
It's fine. That's what I tell you. You'll pass. Okay, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. Do we have another caller, Johnny?
We do. I mean,
great.
But,
Barbara,
give
me a break. Let's talk a little bit here.
Let's take
I'm not going to stay on much longer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Time flies when we're with you, Dale, because it is.
Yeah, I mean, we can take another caller.
Oh, my gosh.
But I figured you might be worn out. It's up to you, Dale. Do you want
to
take another caller?
No, Dale wants to chat. Dale just said she wants to take a break and she wants to chat with us.
Okay,
I'll talk about something.
It's hard to do that many that are so involved and they are really hurting at work. So,
I didn't realize it was six. I mean, time flies with you, Dale, because it's so interesting. But I want to talk about something, okay?
It's not, go ahead.
I want to talk about Huntington Beach, okay? Because before the last caller, you said, oh, you love it. Did I hear you correctly? You love it here?
I love the ocean. Yeah. I love the ocean. That's why I have lived in part time in Hawaii, part, you know, and in Tahoe. I like anything with water, surrounding water, swimming pools, anything. But I love the ocean so much. Just, yeah. I have photographed in Hawaii. I mean, like a little amateur photographer, and I have photographed thousands of waves, and I just love it. I like the energy of it. I just like being there.
Okay, well, I just can't wait, because we were talking about you and John coming out and visiting, and that's going to be so fun, because I live right here, 4 minutes from the beach. I was down there today with my daughter. It was like no school here. It was a student-free day. So we went down to the beach, and it was 81 degrees here, you guys.
I know, because it was 65 here. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It's winter. 65
yeah.
degrees here. It's crazy. Okay,
but
Johnny, I can take 1, 2, 3. That's about it. No more.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is the 707.
You're on live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you.
Is 707, where is that?
I'm in California, Northern California.
Where? Be specific. Where in Northern California?
I prefer not to be closer to San Francisco, let's just say.
Oh, okay. Fine. That's fine. Oh, 707,
yeah.
That's San Jose area. Okay, I got it. All right. So, how can I help you at this point?
I'd like to see if you're seeing either work or love coming in the next few months.
Actually, I see both. I see a very big, high-powered job that's offered, and you will take it, and that's happening pretty soon. And as far as a relationship, there's one old one coming in with an RN name, and there's a new one coming in. The new one seems to be very techy, very sweet, very kind, and very nice, and likes children. So that's the new one coming in. So actually, I see a lot of luck around you and a lot of happiness around you, and it's all good.
Oh, beautiful. So are you seeing that job, because I'm in the medical field,
mm-hmm.
do you see it as a clinic setting or a hospital, and is it within a nice commute?
Okay. I understand about the commute thing where you live. Okay. I can't tell if it's clinic or hospital because it all looks the same in my brain. All I know is you're definitely going to get it, and it's a high power position.
And do you see when?
Soon.
Oh.
2 months or less. Very soon. It could be tomorrow, but when you get it, call me, okay?
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you very much. And the guy, he's coming in this year as well.
Yes, ma'am. No
can
doubt
you,
about it.
Is he, can you, well, you did tell me about him. High tech. Okay.
Yes, also light hair, tall,
okay.
blue eyes, very nice.
Okay. Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was excellent.
Right. And for private consultation, my number is 808-372-1816. If you want to know how much I charge and everything, check my website out at Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
I like that. Good news. That nice... love connection sounds really beautiful.
Yeah. Maybe we should end it at the good news.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
had
okay,
so
our
much next. Trauma. What?
Sorry. Our no, next one is area code 352.
Okay. I don't even know. Okay. Hi.
352. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear.
Sorry, my dog's barking in the background. Shh.
Okay, that's a really loud dog. Where are you from, sweetie?
Florida.
Okay, Florida. Okay. 352, Florida. What do you need to know? I'm going to make this quick because we only got a few more minutes.
Anything that comes, that's fine.
Been depressed, been down, been under the weather, want things to change, not sure how to make it change, feeling kind of sad, car problems, all kinds of little things. That's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the car problem resolving?
May have to get a new car or a different car.
Do you see money coming in?
I wish I could say a lot of it, but I just see a little trickling in.
Is it throughout the month?
Yeah, definitely. But
throughout,
I feel somebody will help you. I feel somebody will help you with the car.
Okay. Will it be? Do you have a time frame?
Again, I'm not psychic's not real good on time frame, but I see it soon, so not to worry. Okay?
Yeah.
Just have a lot of faith.
It's gonna
be all right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye bye.
Okay. Now, do you want to take one more, or are you kind of worn out?
I think I'm done for now. More than done.
Yeah,
you did
a
lot, Dale.
We should let. I think it's important because to let everybone know. Don't fret. She'll be back next week. So
that's right.
You know, so next Friday. So if you didn't get it today, call in early next week. Okay.
And
thank
I thank
you for
you,
coming
John.
On. You know? What?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you, Barbara. And you tell me when we're supposed to do Huntington Beach. On Wednesday, I have an appointment with the casino, and then we'll see what happens there. Okay?
Awesome. Well, you need your own help and well wishes and prayers and good vibes. So we're putting those out for you, too, Dale. And we appreciate you so much for coming on the show. Our callers love it, and I love it too. It's really fun, and it's really exciting. You're just like to the point. You're to the point, no nonsense. You say it like it is, and that's how I work. I love it.
I know, I love it. I love it that way because for years I went to psychics, and for years I got all the bullshit all the time. And
like the sugar coating. I don't like the sugar coating.
And the sugar coating, and then everything's gonna be fine, everything's gonna be good. And it was just the opposite. I mean, you have your hopes built up, and then it turns into trash. And then, so I decided when I became a psychic to tape everything for the person, and so that they would have a cassette tape of it. But nowadays, you don't have cassette tapes; you just have, I guess, it on the phone. But I believe that you should have a record or write it down of what the psychic says and what comes true and what doesn't, and in the time frame. And unfortunately with me, sometimes I go 10, 15, 20 years in the future. I can't help it. I have people call me 20 years later and say, you call me this. I go, hello, what? I don't know.
Oh, that's cool. And you know what? Because a lot of psychics, I heard, they don't do a time frame at all. They can't really tell you. But I know that tonight you told somebody, like, give it a couple years before you pick up and move, because you knew that she was going to meet her soulmate, her love of her life there where she was staying put.
Yeah, if it
and,
comes,
you don't want to miss that.
If it comes to me, I say it. That's
right.
The way it goes. Okay, guys.
Guys. Now, if you want to hear this show again, go to our YouTube channel. It'll be up momentarily. Life, Laughter, Happiness,
okay.
YouTube, and while you're there, please do not forget to subscribe and support us. We appreciate that. And go directly to Dale Scheer, spelled DayleScheer. You can find her on Facebook, her website, and she's given her phone number out several times tonight. How great is that? You can call, you can text her, leave a message, and she'll get right back to you, and you can further your psychic counseling. So thanks so much, you guys. I
like the way you said that, Barbara. I like the way you said
psychic counseling.
And Barbara, by the way, I need to say this to you. I'm picking up that you're going to be doing some television that's upcoming in the very near future for you. And it's going to be like a documentary or something. And it's going to be very, very good for you. And it's going to bring in some money, and it's going to be successful.
Oh, thank goodness. Wow. Thanks, Dale.
I have a question. Is this success going to tie into publicity for a certain show she happens to be on?
You mean now? I don't know. But anyway, you are successful.
Whatever's good for me is always good for life, laughter, happiness. Let's just put it like that, right?
Okay, whatever you want to send our way, you want to share, you know,
Okay.
You're so cute, Johnny.
I wish you guys good night, okay?
Have a good night, everybody.
Shout out.
And I always say to
my friends in Hawaii. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook group page. You'll see what's on next coming up with our shows. And I already said follow us on YouTube, subscribe, Twitter, Instagram.
Let
you guys.
Me say something there. I'd like to see either subscribe or donations for the show for Johnny because he works his butt off and he does this all for free and he's helping us. And I really do believe if you have any little extra money, even if it's a dollar or two, just throw it in that direction as a donation for his show.
Yeah, right. He works really hard.
Well,
thank you, Dale.
Okay, and I'm going to say a big aloha to my friends in Hawaii. I wish to be hearing from them soon. Okay?
Aloha. My mom and Don are there, too. Aloha, Mom and Don. My mom and stepdad.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone.